Greetings from Seward, Nebraska, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball this afternoon between the North College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs. This is a women's matchup that is a rematch of a contest played out in January in which Concordia entered with a 15-0 mark and left with a 15-1 record as North College prevailed in double overtime. Since then, the Concordia Bulldogs have run into a tough stretch. They've gone 6-5 over their last 11 games, while the North College Defenders are riding a two-game winning streak and trying to insert themselves firmly in the discussion for the sixth-place finish in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of me from courtside in Seward, Nebraska at the Walls Human Performance Center. The North College Defenders on the floor warming up for this afternoon's contest. Concordia, in the meantime, has retreated to their locker room for final instructions. The Concordia women are 21-5 this season, 13-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They were rated number one in the NAI Division II women's basketball preseason poll. They held that rating until January 5th. Since then, they've gone 6-5. Their last three losses have come to Briarcliff Northwestern and Concordia of Michigan. The other losses in the league are to Dakota Wesleyan and the double overtime setback previously mentioned in Sioux Center against North College. Concordia's outscored teams 81.2 to 62.3. Drew Olson's team is out-rebounding teams 42.2 to 40.8. Bulldogs have forced 707 turnovers through 26 games. That's 27 turnovers per game on average. Seward, Nebraska-based school has committed 404 turnovers. They make 41.1% of the shots they take from the floor. They hold teams to 37.7% success. Concordia is topped by Kristen Conahan's 15.8 points per game and her 79 assists and 87 steals. Bailey Morris has been her running mate in the backcourt. She knocks down 14.3 points per game and has converted a team-high 44 three-point shots. She has handed out 72 assists with 80 steals. Kitty Rich completes the double-digit scoring with a 10.8 points per game average with 5 rebounds. Jerrica Pearson adds 7.4 points and has appeared mostly in a reserve role, while Tracy Pites is good for 7.1 points per game. The Defender women are 15-13 overall, 9-9 in the GPAC. North College halted a three-game losing skid with 2 wins in a row in their last 2 games. They are 7-5 since the Christmas break. North College is averaging 69 points per outing while allowing 64 points per game. Craig Steensmith's squad is making 41.3% of its field goal attempts, and opponents are making 39.6% of their attempts. North College holds a slight 36.8 to 36.0 rebounding average advantage and have committed 538 turnovers to 566 turnovers through 28 games for opponents. Kira Knight scores 13.5 points per game, grabs 7.4 rebounds. She's making nearly 50% of her field goal attempts. Kayla Brookeis converts 13 points per game with a team-high 62 three-point baskets. Brianna Spronk is scoring 10.9 points per game, and she's grabbing 5.1 rebounds per contest with a team-high 69 assists and 56 steals. Jasmine Skelhaus is scoring 7 points per game, and Elise Marish is at 9.6 points per game, with Jamie Cook knocking down 5.1 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Now with Coach Craig Steensma, Dort College women's basketball coach, as he talks about today's matchup between Dort College and Concordia. Dort College Defenders face Concordia in Great Plains Athletic Conference action this afternoon. Dort College taking on the Bulldogs for the second time this season. Last time they played, Dort College knocked off Concordia, then the number one rated team in the country, handing them their first loss in 16 outings. Coach, your team coming off a couple of wins. You seem to have gotten things back on track. Some of that has to do with opponents. Some of that has to do with your team playing better.
Yeah, we've had two nice wins, playing good defense and rebounding well, and Concordia offers a little bit different challenge in terms of their depth and trapping and things, but we feel like we've done a great job in preparing for the tournament and playing well in February. And so for us, those have been a couple of big wins and hard-fought wins for us at home. So now we're looking at getting back on the road here, and Concordia presents a strong challenge for us.
Facing a Concordia team that up until the last few weeks really had things rolling. They lost to in their Concordia Invitational Classic and then have lost two other conference games. All of a sudden they're in a fight for the conference title when it looked like they might run away and hide with it. What do you know about this Concordia team at this stage of the season?
Well, they're still very, very good. And just to note, that those two losses, one was at Northwestern, and the other one was against Briarcliff, two very, very quality opponents. Hopefully we can learn a little bit from those games, you know, in terms of how can we attack them and what kind of a game plan. But they're very deep. They shoot a lot of threes. They trap extremely hard, extremely well for 40 minutes. So, you know, they have lost a couple, but, you know, I always say you're only 40 minutes away from a winning streak and you're only 40 minutes away from looking good. So we want to make sure that we come out and, you know, are ready to go right off the bat today.
They had two really good guards, if I remember correctly, when they played down in Sioux Center. How do you contain them?
Well, they shoot a lot of shots, and so you just have to try to keep them out of the lane and get a hand in the face when they shoot it. And, you know, just as a point of reference, they attempted 43 shots in the last game that they played. So, you know, that's an awful lot of long rebounds if they're going to be bombing. 24 of those 43 were threes. So we have to get a hand in the face, but we also have to make sure that we block out and try as hard as we can to limit them to one shot.
What is your team doing well right now?
Moving the ball, and I think playing defense, and we've had some really good numbers rebounding the last couple of games against teams that rebound well, Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings, so we'll need to continue to do that.
The Concordia women lost to Briarcliff in Seward on Wednesday night by an 89-80 margin after trailing 48-36 at halftime. Concordia converted 8 of 82 shots and made 7 of 32 three-point attempts while getting out-rebounded 46-40. Briarcliff had 27 of 54 shooting success, turned it over 31 times to 22 times for the Bulldogs. Bailey Morris scored 20 points. Kristen Conahad had 17 points on 7 of 24 shooting. Lori Labota scored 15 and had 10 rebounds. The Defender women beat Dakota Wesleyan 60-59 Wednesday night with Jasmine Skelhaus hitting the game winner with 12 seconds left. Kayla Brookhouse scored 17 and had 5 rebounds with 4 assists. Elise Marish scored 14. Kara Van Dyke knocked down 13 with 5 rebounds. The Concordia women lead this series 16-7. Door College won in double overtime 96-86 back in January the 5th to be exact. It was tied 71-71 at the end of regulation. Door College was led by Kara Van Dyke with 27 points. Caleb Brookhouse added 21. Jerrica Pearson had 18 points for the Bulldogs. Tracy Pites added 14, along with Kristen Conahan. Here are your starting lineups for today's basketball game. First of all, for the home team, the Concordia Bulldogs. They will start Lori Labota, a 5'11 junior from Parker, Colorado, averaging 6.9 points per game. Kristen Conahan is a 5'5 junior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 15.8 points per game. Beth Kometcher is a 5'6 senior, averaging 6.2 points per contest. Number 32 is Katie Rich. She's a 5'9 senior from Tilden, Nebraska, averaging 10.8 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup for Concordia this afternoon will be Dawn Martin, a 5'8 senior, averaging 2.2 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start Kayla Brookeye. She's a 5'5 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 13 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaus is a 5'7 freshman from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 7 points per outing. Number 31 is Kara Van Dyke. She's a 6'2 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 13.5 points per game. Brianna Spronk wears number 35. She's a 5'11 senior, averaging 10.9 points per game. She's from Edgerton as well. Rounding out the starting lineup for Door College will be Elise Marish, a 5'11 junior, averaging 9.6 points per game. We're moments away from the tip. Let's take a break. Back with more after this. So there are your starting lineups. We've given them to you already. Concordia changing theirs up a little bit with this being the last home game for their seniors for the regular season. Concordia is poised to be hosting some postseason basketball games here in the next few weeks. Regular season concluding 1 week from today. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabor is an agent. 712-737-6000. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'd appreciate their quality service. And by C&H Potter Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Well, an uneventful trip into the heart of Nebraska, Seward, Nebraska. For those of you wondering about the geography lesson for the day is that Seward, Nebraska is located about 20 miles due west of Lincoln, Nebraska. Sunshiny day here in Central Nebraska. Concordia Bulldogs decked out in their white jerseys, their home jerseys, blue numbers trimmed out in gray. Door College in their away blacks with gold numbers trimmed out in white. Opening tap is controlled, and they concede the opening tap to the Door College defenders, more or less. The player in the center jump circle didn't even jump. That was Lori Loboda. Door College with the basketball. They go underneath to Van Dyke. Van Dyke turns. Nothing there. She's guarded closely by Rich. Goes right side over to Burkeis. Burkeis gives it up. Van Dyke in the corner. Marish. Marish in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Beth Comacher. Into the front court quickly. Concordia with the basketball. Rich passes it out with the basketball. Is Kristen Conahan. Conahan with the basketball. They feed it down low. Pivoting is Katie Rich. Rich into the lane with the left hand. Crosses over. Good. Katie Rich makes it 2-0. Concordia in front. For Door College, this is the second to last game of the regular season. They've got this week off in terms of the bye for the midweek. And then they wrap up the regular season against Doan on Saturday. Brookice with the pass from the left corner. Gets it back outside Van Dyke. Van Dyke, rainbow three, good. Kara Van Dyke with a three from the left wing. Door College takes the lead at 3-2. For Kara Van Dyke, she's closing in on 900 career points. Concordia with the basketball. This is Conahan. Conahan on the right side picks up her dribble. Comes out front to Rich. Rich will spot up the long three. Misses short. No good. Rebound tracked down in the corner by Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice passes it off to Skelhaas. Skelhaas passes back over to Brookice. Brookice, Marish. Marish, baseline jumper, 14-footer. Good. Elise Marish with the two-point basket. Door College leads 5-2. Concordia basketball across half court is Conahan. Conahan setting the offense. She's in between the circles. She goes right side over to Comacher. Comacher, three-pointer, off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for and taken down, though, by Dawn Martin. And now foul called in the lane as Dawn Martin got to the ball, got the offensive rebound, and she is fouled on the putback attempt. Two free throws on the way for Dawn Martin. Martin averaging 2.2 points per game. She's a 71% free throw shooter. Hasn't gotten there a lot this season, 5-for-7 for the year. First free throw no good for Martin. She's got another one coming. She's from Rockford, Illinois. She's a senior, one of five seniors drawing the starting nod this afternoon in Seward, Nebraska. Second free throw is up and down for Dawn Martin. Makes it 5-3. Door College with the advantage. Concordia showing full court man-to-man defense. They get it into Marish. Marish in the backcourt with it to Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice has it tipped away. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Door College as it was tapped off of the leg of Kayla Brookice by Beth Comacher. And the Door College defenders turn it over. Concordia gets the basketball back. Conahan on the left-hand dribble. She'll bring it back to the right wing. Guarded there by Brookice. Out front the pass to Comacher. Comacher, three, misses nearly everything. Just barely grazed the front of the iron. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice gives it over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas, the freshman from Pella, passes down low to Spronk on the give from Van Dyke. And a foul from behind called on Katie Rich on the post defense. Rich picks up the first personal foul of the afternoon, charged against Concordia. And with 17:40 left to play in this first half, Concordia playing defense underneath the Door College basket. Defenders shooting with it on the left wing. They go right side over to Brookice. Brookice looking down low, guarded there closely by Rich. Concordia in a man-to-man defense. They shove it underneath to Marish. Marish, the runner, shot short, no good. Rebound fought for. It's a scrum, and it's down on the floor. And finally, rolling onto the baseline out of bounds is the Concordia player, Lori Loboda. Loboda rolled onto the baseline as she had contact with the basketball. That first foul, by the way, was on Brianna Spronk for the Door College defender, so she has a personal foul. Shot no good underneath. Rebound fought for and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia gets the basketball back. 17-18 remaining in the first half. Conahan brings the basketball up for the Bulldogs. Conahan passes right side. It goes to Comacher. Comacher to Rich. Rich back over to Comacher. Comacher with it on the right wing. She comes back over to Loboda. Loboda with the basketball. Gives it up. Comacher. Comacher. Rich. Rich back outside to Loboda. She'll let fly with a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Spronk does a good job of boxing out the opponent. And Van Dyke is able to clean up the rebound. Left side Van Dyke. Door College leading 5-3. Just over 3 minutes into this first half. Right side pass goes over to Brookice. Brookice shovels it back over to Skelha. She sets it from the top of the key. Dribbles off to the right side. Mismatch now. She's guarded by a post player. Picking up her dribble is Skelha. Pass goes down low, intended for Van Dyke. Van Dyke has to fall out of bounds to try and save it. Ball comes loose. Here comes Conahan with the basketball. Left corner, Rich. Rich back cross court over to Conahan. Conahan three-pointer. Good. Kristen Conahan with the three-point basket. North College trails it 6-5. First lead of the afternoon for Concordia coming at the 16-15 mark of this first half. Bringing the basketball up is Skelha. Skelha across the timeline. She'll set the offense now for the defenders. Right side pass to Spronk. Spronk underneath Brookice. Brookice guarded there by Rich. Brookice puts it up strong, gets it to go. 7-6 our score. Three new players checking in for the defenders at the next dead ball. Three-pointer on the way by the Bulldogs, and drilling the three is Beth Kometcher. Kometcher with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 9-7. Trails 9-7. Concordia on defense. They bring the trap on Skelhaus. Skelhaus gets rid of it to Spronk. Top of the key, left side Marish. Marish on the left wing with her heels on the three-point line. Comes back over to Spronk. Spronk, Brookice. Brookice off the bounce. 17-footer. Elbow no good. And a foul called on the rebound against the Concordia Bulldogs and Beth Kometcher. Kometcher whistled for the personal foul with 15:24 left to play in this first half. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Checking out of the ballgame, Skelhaus and Brookice. Also checking out Van Dyke. On the floor, that might be the simplest thing to tell you, as we had four defenders check in. Bone, Cook, Jelsma, Newman, and Marish on the floor. So Marish, the lone starter, still on the floor for the defenders as they go nearly with a full line change. Right side of the basketball down to the baseline is Bone. Bone picks up her dribble, shoves it underneath to Marish. Marish used up her dribble. Can't get anywhere. Here's Cook. Cook right wing. Underneath Marish. Marish, turnaround, tough shot, gets it to go. Little half hook by Elise Marish. She's got four, and we've got her first tie of the basketball game coming at the 15-minute mark of this first half. Concordia basketball, new player checked in. That's Kelsey Heiser. Heiser in the contest for the first time. Driving left hand, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Bone, and Bailey Morris will go to the free throw line for a pair. Donnell Bone whistled for the personal foul with 14:48 remaining in this half. To the free throw line is Bailey Morris. Morris, a 5'4 sophomore. She'll shoot a pair. She's a 71% free throw shooter. First one, no good. Well, it drops through. Beg your pardon. My view obstructed by Dave Schoenrock conversing with Craig Steensma on the sideline. We'll get you the three-man crew. Second shot is no good by Morris. That one I could see clearly. And the defenders trail it 10-9. Dort College brings it quickly up the floor, and the ball is kicked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. It'll be Dort College basketball. Three-man crew for this afternoon's contest, Brad Dahl, Andrew Fulton, and Dave Schoenrock. Working the contest, calling the infractions, keeping law and order. Pass goes over to Marish. Marish with the basketball, gives it up underneath Cook. Cook puts it up into the arms of Tracy Pites, and Pites is called for the personal foul. 14:36 left to play in this first half. Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So a couple free throws on the way for Jamie Cook. Cook, the junior from Randolph, Wisconsin. First one is good. She's got another one coming. We're tied up 10-10. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and in and out. No good. And we have our second tie of the basketball game. 14:35 left to play in the half. Concordia basketball down to the baseline. They swing around with it. With the left hand is Heiser. Heiser gives it up Pearson. Pearson, short jumper on the left block, is good. Jerrica Pearson had a big game against the defenders in Sioux Center, ended up with 18. She's playing the point of this zone defense. Jelsma. Jelsma. North College caught a break on that last play. Looked like the ball was out. North College got a timeout called, so they preserved the possession. Just a 30-second timeout. 14:14 remaining in the first half. With the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma working against the zone pressure defense. They get it to Cook. Cook on the right side. She's on the sideline. Tries to bring it up the sideline now. She's got Jerrica Pearson riding her hip the whole way. Gets it away to Chelsma. Chelsma with the basketball. Five to shoot for the defenders. Three now. Chelsma, the runner, is up. No good, but we have a travel violation called on the defenders first. Chelsma tried to fire up a runner from the left elbow. The defensive stop. It was either going to be a travel or would have been a shot clock violation. Actually got the shot up right as the buzzer expired, so that could have been a shot attempt, if not for the travel violation. Concordia basketball, Pearson. Pearson gives it up to Conahan. Conahan down to the baseline. Conahan fires it back over to Jerrica Pearson. Pearson in the lane. Her short shot, no good. Taps it out, though, and it's controlled by Conahan. Conahan, three-pointer, left wing cut. Kristen Conahan with the three-point basket. She's got six, and the defenders trail 15-10. Concordia bringing tough pressure right now. Jelsom over the basketball. Man-to-man pressure defense applied by the Bulldogs. Conahan is behind her. Gets it over to Bone. Bone with it at midcourt. And Bone is pushed from behind. A little aggressive on the trap was Tracy Pites. Pites whistled for her second personal. 13:06 remaining in the half. Concordia 15, Door College 10. This Concordia women's basketball team has made it to the national tournament three of the last 4 years, and they look poised to go back again this year, actually four of the last 5 years. They did not make it in 2011. They're the preseason NAI Division II number one team, held that rating through mid-January. Door College basketball, Bone. Bone on the left wing, out front, Cook. Cook with the basketball, 10 to shoot for the defenders. Brookice. Brookice at the top of the key. To the free throw line, tries to drop it off for Van Dyke, and it's taken away. Coming up with the basketball is Bailey Morris. Morris, shot blocked from behind by Cook. Here come the defenders and Brookice. Brookice into the front court. Brookice picks up her dribble, gets it back over to Cook. Cook into the lane, nothing there. Comes back to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Van Dyke. Van Dyke scoops it up with the right hand, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Rich. Rich into the front court, Morris. Morris, left side pass, Heiser. Heiser back out front, Rich. Rich goes right side over to Ashley Kuntz. Kuntz gives it up to Jerrica Pearson. Pearson misses a shot. Here come the defenders. Skelhaus. Skelhaus, right side pass, Cook. Cook thought about stepping into the three, instead reverses it back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up to Brookice. Brookice, Cook. Cook, right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound stripped away, though, by Brookice, and Brookice steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia with the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. Checking back into the contest for Concordia's Loboda. The defenders counter with their starting five back on the floor of Spronk, Skelhaus, Brookice, Van Dyke, and Marish. Concordia with the basketball. Morris. Morris calling for a ball screen. She's got it out front. Stops. Jump stop in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish with the basketball. Her outlet pass over to Skelhaus goes out of bounds. On the floor for Concordia, it's Rich, Kuntz, Loboda, Morris, and number 30, that's Beth Kometcher. Right corner, Loboda. Loboda with the basketball, picks up her dribble. She's on the right wing. 20 to shoot for the Bulldogs. Morris, back right side, Kometcher. Kometcher back to Morris. Morris catches, fires three, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice, and we have a foul called on the rebound against Morris. Morris picks up her first. Team foul number five on the Bulldogs. 11:14 left to play in this first half. Ball inbounded in the backcourt, Skelhaus. They bring the trap against Skelhaus. Skelhaus backs it up, gets around the trap, and now the ball is loose. Out of bounds, it'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia inbounding the basketball in front of the Bulldog bench. Concordia brings it up. This is Morris. Morris across the timeline. She comes right side over to Rich. Rich to Kometcher. Kometcher on the left elbow of the lane. Back over to Loboda. Loboda, Rich. Rich underneath intended for Kuntz, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. So the teams exchanging turnovers as we approach the midpoint of the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Inbounding the basketball is Van Dyke. Van Dyke throws it in to Marish. Marish sets the offense. Well, she actually hands it off to Brookice. Brookice will bring it up against the press break. Comes back over to Marish. Marish will drive the lane. Scoops it up with the right hand. Good. Elise Marish with 6 first half points. Defenders cut the lead down to 3 at 15-12. Right side of the basketball is Beth Kometcher. Kometcher to Morris. Morris head fake. She'll drive. Left side puts it up. Shot blocked. Rebound taken by Brookice. Here come the defenders and Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Bailey Morris not bashful about putting up the shots. Morris takes it away from Skelhas. Skelhas unable to handle it. And the missed shot by Morris. And now a reach-in foul called on Kristen Conahan. Conahan whistled for the personal foul with 10:06 remaining in the half. York College. Our score. York College is down by 3. With a basketball, inbounding is Van Dyke. Gets it into Marish. Marish in the corner and went over and back with it. She caught it in the corner, just in the front court, and then wanted to get rid of it as the trap came. And in the meantime, tossed it to a player coming out of the back court into the front court, and she had not established residence in the front court, if you will, and gets called for an over and back violation. Entry pass intended for Loboda, taken away by the defenders. Here comes York College on the break, goes down to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, and Van Dyke has it tipped away out of bounds. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia gets the basketball on the turnover. Plenty of turnovers so far in this one for both teams. We'll get an idea at halftime when we take a look at things, how where we stand on the turnovers. Brianna Spronk reaches around on the post-entry pass intended for Rich. And with 9:33 left to play in the first half, Brianna Spronk has just picked up her second personal foul. 9:33 left to play in this half. Ball inbounded to Rich. Rich with the short shot. It's good. Katie Rich with a two-point basket. Now we've got a foul in the backcourt. That's going to go on Concordia and Kristen Conahan. Conahan has just picked up her second personal foul. 9:27 left to go in the half. Free throws on the way for Jasmine Skelhas. A one-and-one opportunity coming for Skelhas. So Skelhas, a 70% free throw shooter. First one is good. She's got another one coming. So a second free throw on the way for Jasmine Skelhas. 9:27 left to play in this half. 17-13 our score. York College down 4. Trying to make it 3, and Skelhas rattles that one down. Skelhas averaging 7 points per game. York College leads 17-14. Concordia with the basketball. Morris out front. Gets a screen. Stops on the left elbow. Gives it up to Loboda. Loboda back out to the perimeter. She wants to give it up, and she does. Pass left side to Tracy Pites. Pites to Morris. Morris another 3. Misses everything. No good. Tries to track it down, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Concordia. It'll be York College basketball. As I was saying, Morris with 321 shot attempts this season. Kristen Conahan in front of her at 381. Those two take the bulk of the shots for Concordia. Long pass over the top, Newman. Newman against Rich. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Emily Newman got behind the defense. She gets the layup, and the foul called on Concordia. And a timeout charged to the Concordia Bulldogs as well. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and San Diego, FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Emily Newman to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. She's a 5'11 freshman from the Twin Cities, and Newman's free throw is up and down, and Newman this season is 9 for 20 from the free throw line. She has shot free throws better as of late, though. 8:57 left to play in the first half. Dort College has tied it up, 17-all. Morris into the front court. Morris setting the offense. She goes left side to Tracy Pites. Pites to Loboda. Loboda gives it back out front to Kometcher. Kometcher, Morris. Morris, layup, good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Bailey Morris. There's not much to her. She's 5 foot 4 inches. Kind of like trying to guard a bowling ball, though, and she got around that time. And she took it hard to the rack. Got fouled on the play. She goes to the free throw line, and she misses the free throw. 19-17, Concordia in front. Concordia on defense with the basketball. Skelha, she has it stripped. It's down on the floor. And now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Pressure defense all over the floor. That's what you can expect when you play Concordia and Drew Olson's team. They won a conference championship last year doing that. I believe they advanced all the way to the NAI Division II Final Four doing that before being eliminated in Sioux City at the Division II National Tournament. Dort College basketball goes inside to Cook. Cook back outside. Brookhice, three-pointer for the lead. No good. Rebound taken by Cook off the deflection. Skelhaas right side to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke out front, Newman. Newman left side, Brookhice. Brookhice with the ball, goes underneath to Cook. Cook wheels into the lane with the right hand, gets it to go, and she is fouled. Foul called on the play. Foul's going to go on Pites, and I believe that's number three on Pites. 8:03 left to play in the first half. She'll be saddled with three fouls, and will check out. Checking into the contest is Kelsey Heiser. Jamie Cook goes to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity and will try to give Dort College the lead, and she doesn't. She misses the front end, or the misses the free throw, and with 8:01 left to play in the first half, Dort College and Concordia are tied 19-all. Morris with it on the right wing. Bailey Morris setting the offense. She goes left side, Kometcher. Kometcher gives it up to Heiser. Heiser back over to Morris. Morris to Kometcher. Kometcher looking for Loboda. Finds her on the right wing. Loboda looking down low. With it on the left side, Morris. Morris into the lane. Spin move. It's down on the floor. She shovels it back outside. Three on the way. No good. Rebound fought for, and it's tipped out and controlled by Loboda. Loboda's pass deflected. Picked up by Concordia and Heiser. Heiser baseline drive. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Pearson. Pearson's put back, no good. Ball's down on the floor, and we've got a foul on the play called on the Concordia Bulldogs, I believe. That's going to go on Concordia's Beth Kometcher. 7:19 remaining in the first half, and that is team foul number 9 on the Concordia Bulldogs. Free throws on the way for Jamie Cook. Now looking up at the board, they've got that as number 10 on the board, so double bonus time now for Jamie Cook, the junior. First free throw by Jamie Cook is good. She's 2 for 4 from the free throw line this evening. She's got another one on the way. Newman checks out of the contest. Checking into the contest is Danelle Bone. Another free throw on the way for Cook. This one's up off the heel, no good. Long rebound, though. Van Dyke comes down with it. Into the corner, Bone. Bone with it, deep right side. She comes back out front to Brookhice. Dort College leading 20-19. And we've got a travel called on the defenders down low. That's going to go on Jamie Cook. And the Dort College lead is 20-19. Courtesy one made free throw by Jamie Cook. Cook normally a pretty good free throw shooter. 2 for 5 for this afternoon. 75% for the season. Baseline turn, Ashley Kuntz. Kuntz with a two-point basket, and the Bulldogs retake the lead at 21-20. With the basketball in the backcourt is Jamie Cook. Cook still hassled. It's taken away, and the layup too strong, no good by Ashley Kuntz. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Cook gets it away to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the basketball. Kuntz had gotten the steal. She was going for the lay-in and turned it over. Foul called away from the ball. It's going to go on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for the personal with 6:29 remaining. Left to play in this half. Morris will check out of the contest. Dawn Martin checks in. Kristen Conahan will run point right now for the Bulldogs. Conahan with it in between the circles. She passes left side Heiser. Heiser, Loboda. Loboda looking down low. Ball deflected. Picked up by Concordia near midcourt. That's Dawn Martin. Martin comes back over to Conahan. Conahan over the basketball. Conahan right side Heiser. Heiser looking. She goes high post to Loboda. She comes out to the three-point line to receive it. Passes right side. Heiser. Heiser into the lane. Kuntz. Kuntz shot. No good. Hung on the rim and fell out. Dort College with the basketball. Under 6 minutes left to go in the half. Pass goes left side, Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice goes down low to Spronk. Spronk reverses back over to Marish. Marish baseline jumper is good. Marish with 8 points. Dort College leads 22-21. Conahan basketball left side, Loboda on the three-point line. Comes back over to Conahan. Conahan on the left wing, guarded there by Skelhas. Goes back out front, Kuntz. Kuntz gives it up to Martin. Martin to Loboda. Loboda left side. Conahan. Conahan thought about the three. Skelhas covered her up. Now Spronk tips it away. Out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia will inbound on the sideline. 5:22 left to play in this half. Throwing the ball in is Martin. Martin to Conahan. Conahan setting the offense. Conahan with the three. She hit it. Conahan, as the shot clock was set to expire, knocks down the three-point basket, her third three of the day. She's got nine. And the defenders spring it up the floor. This is Skelhas, Dort College trailing by a deuce. Skelhas, right side, Brookice. Brookice with the ball, lobs it down low for Marish. Marish facing up. She'll drive hard to the hoop. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Kick out pass, Bone, three-pointer, got it. Three-point basket by Danelle Bone, her first of the afternoon. Dort College retakes the lead at 25-24. Back the other way we come, and Jasmine Skelhas has just picked up her first personal foul. With 4:45 left to play in the first half, Concordia's Kristen Conahan was driving right sideline. Skelhas tried to cut her off, didn't establish position quickly enough, and gets called for the personal foul. Kitty Rich to throw the ball in. Rich gets it in. They swing it out front. Conahan. Conahan with it all the way down to the left baseline. Scoops it up with the right hand. Too strong. No good. Came out of the hand too hot. And the Dort College defenders get the rebound with Danelle Bowen out on the perimeter. They give it up Brookice. Brookice with a head full of steam. Drops it off to Spronk. Spronk jumper, no good, left baseline. And the rebound is taken away by the Concordia Bulldogs. Back the other way. Driving in is Morris. Morris, shot no good. Rebound controlled by Marish. Marish with the basketball for the defenders. Gives it up Skelhas. Skelhas will walk it up. Dort College wants to slow the tempo. 4:10 remaining first half. Concordia on defense with a basketball is Skelhas, got popped in the face. She gets it over to Marish. Marish on the free throw line. She faces up, shakes left, goes right, puts it up. No good, but she's fouled on the play. Two players there for Concordia. We'll see who Dave Schoenrock makes the call on. That's going to go on Concordia's Ashley Kuntz with 3:57 left to play in the half. Dort College 25, Concordia 24. First free throw on the way for Elise, no good. Dort College has not shot their free throws well this afternoon. By my count, this is the 10th free throw Dort College has shot. And up to this point, they are 5-for-9. Make it 5-for-10, but Van Dyke gets the offensive rebound, shovels it back outside for Marish. Marish back to Jelsma. Jelsma playing for Skelhas right now. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Marish, and Marish is held on the play by Bailey Morris. And Bailey Morris has just picked up the personal foul. 3:47 left to play in the half. Free throws on the way for Elise Marish. Marish 0-for-2 today from the free throw line. She goes back to the charity stripe. And that one hangs on the rim and drops through. 9 points for Marish. She shares game honors with Kristen Conahan. They've gotten there very differently, though. Marish with 4 twos and a free throw. Conahan with 3 threes. Second free throw by Marish is up, hangs on the rim, and won't fall through. 1-for-4 is Marish. Dort College leads 26-24. Concordia basketball. Rich. Rich into traffic. Lost her footing. Picked up by Spronk. Spronk to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jessica Jelsma with the basketball in between the circles. She goes right side over to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline, and Spronk's going to be called for an offensive foul. That's number 3 on Brianna. 3:25 left to go in the half. Andor College will have to go the rest of the way this half without Brianna Sprunk. Sprunk extended the forearm to create a little space for herself, and she gets called for the offensive foul. That's team foul number 7 on the defenders. Concordia basketball. Conahan will bring it up for the Bulldogs. The home team trailing by 2, 26-24. Conahan has it in between the circles out front. Conahan still looking, picks up her dribble, hassled there by Brookice. Gets it right side over to Morris. Morris guarded by Bone, gives it up Heiser. Heiser to Rich out front. Heiser, now they give it up. Ball's down on the floor, and losing the basketball is Jenna Lehman. Dort College, they give it up to Marish. Marish to Brookice. Brookice, Van Dyke. Van Dyke guarded by Heiser. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice running point right now. Gives it off to Marish. Marish baseline jumper, rattles it in. Marish with a 12-footer from the right baseline. She's got 11 points. Dort College with their biggest lead of the game at 28-24. Pass over the top intended for Jenna Lehman. It got to Lehman, and she gets fouled on the way up. Foul called on Elise Marish. Marish whistled for the personal with 2:36 left to go in the half. Jasmine Skelhaus will check into the ballgame. First free throw is up and good for Lehman. Lehman, a 6'2 freshman. She's got another free throw coming, trying to make it a two-point ballgame. Lehman with the left hand, puts it up, missed it. Rebound taken away by Marish as she left it short. Marish has her dribble in the backcourt if she wants to use it. And Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College inbounding the basketball, throwing it in. Van Dyke gets it in to Marish. Marish in the backcourt. 21 seconds on the shot clock, 2:24 on the game clock. In the backcourt is Van Dyke. They get it into the hands of Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus with three players around her reverses it over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball over to Marish. Marish left wing. Marish gives it up. Skelhaus, her three with five on the shot clock, is good. Jasmine Skelhaus with 5 points. Dort College leads 31-25. Biggest lead of the ball game for the defenders. Rich with it, drives in with the right hand. Awkward looking shot, and she got bailed out on the play. She didn't have much work to work with there, did Rich, and she managed to throw herself into Kara Van Dyke, and Van Dyke gets called for the personal foul with 1:56 left to go in the half. Free throw is up by Rich and good. Katie Rich with her 5th point of the day. She's got another one coming, averaging 10.8 points per game as the senior. So the second free throw on the way for Rich. This one's up and good. So Rich makes both free throws. Katie Rich with 6 points, and the defenders lead 31-27. Throwing the ball in will be Jamie Cook. Cook in the backcourt over to Bone. Bone gives it up Marish. Marish at the free throw line, driving the other way. Kick out pass, Brookice. Three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound is taken away by Heiser. Heiser with the basketball. Heiser gives it up Conahan. Conahan in between the circles out front. Conahan gives it back over to Rich. Rich driving in, dumps it underneath, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Lavoda. Dort College will get the basketball back. Throwing the ball in for Dort College is Jamie Cook. Cook takes a couple of steps, though, trying to inbound the ball. And so that's a rarity. You see that travel called on the steps. Pass comes in to Morris. Morris with the basketball. Morris to Conahan. Conahan back over to Morris. Morris to Lavoda. Lavoda three off the heel, no good. Lavoda, though, chases down her own rebound, and a foul called on the play against Jamie Cook. Cook whistled for the personal with 1:23 remaining in the half. Conahan will go to the free throw line to shoot. I beg your pardon, that's Labota will go to the free throw line to shoot. A 1-1. Beg your pardon, this will be the double bonus for Concordia. First free throw is up and good for Labota. She's an 82% free throw shooter. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Labota. Labota with her first point of the day, and now 2 points. She's averaging 6.9 points per game, and Concordia has cut the one-time six-point lead down to two at 31-29. Ball's down on the floor, tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia came with a hard trap. Skelhaus couldn't get out of it and ends up having the ball tapped off of her leg. Out of bounds, Concordia has the basketball back on the turnover. Heiser inbounding the basketball, gets it into Conahan. Conahan with it on the right side. Coach Craig Steensma wanted a foul call on that play, said one of his players got held. Muscling it up is Rich. Rich ties it up. She's got 8 points. We're tied up 31-31 with 1:04 remaining in the first half. Into the front court with the basketball is Bone. Bone to Cook. Cook gives it up to Brookice. Under a minute left to play in the first half. We're deadlocked 31-31. Out front with the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Brookice. Brookice drives in, scoops it up with the left hand. No good, but a foul on the play called on Labota. Labota whistled for the personal foul with 44.9 seconds remaining. And free throws on the way for Brookice. Brookice with a 2-point basket to her credit so far today, and she misses the first free throw. As I said earlier, indicated earlier, Dort College not shooting free throws well this afternoon. This will be the 14th free throw shot by the defenders today. Brookice makes that one, 1-for-2 on that trip. Dort College 7-of-14, according to my count. Dort College by a point. Concordia comes back the other way. Newman ends up with the basketball, and Dort College can hold until there's about 5 seconds remaining in the half, if they so desire, if they can hang on to it that long. Brookice with the basketball, comes over to Newman. Newman on the left wing. Newman gives it up to Cook. 14 to shoot. 20 on the game clock. Newman with the basketball. Newman comes right side, back over to Brookice. 6 to shoot. Now Marish. Marish with the basketball underneath Cook. Cook spins it up off the bottom of the backboard. No good. And it never touched the rim. Shot clock violation. It'll be Concordia basketball. Checking into the contest will be Jessica Jelsma. Checking out is Jasmine Skelhaus. 32-31, Concordia. Down a point with the basketball in the backcourt is Morris. 5. She missed the shot, did Bailey Morris. Beg your pardon for that hiccup in there. She took it up the right sideline and tried to take a shot from outside the three-point arc. Missed it, and we go to halftime. Our score, Dort College 32, Concordia 31. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing early in this one. Took the lead late at 22-21. Concordia hit a three to lead 24-22. And then Dort College proceeded to score from being down 24-22. They scored the next 6 points and nine of the next ten to build up at 1 point, a 31-25 lead. Concordia scored the next 6 points to tie it at 31. And over the final minute and 4 seconds, Dort College mustered a free throw. Concordia did not score. We end up at halftime, 32-31, Dort College in front by one. Dort College is led in the first half by Elise Marish with 11 points, while Kristen Conahan has 9 to pace the Concordia Bulldogs. Those are unofficial numbers. Back with a look at the official stats right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at the official numbers from the first half of today's women's basketball game. York College, 11 of 22 from the floor, 50%. Concordia, 10 of 32 from the floor, 31.3%. York College, 3 for 6 on threes, 50%. 7 of 14 on free throws, 50%. Straight across the board, York College shooting 50%. For Concordia, 4 of 13 on threes, 30.8%. 7 of 11 on free throws, 63.6%. York College has out-rebounded Concordia, 27 of 13. Turnovers, York College with 17, Concordia with 5. Individually, Elise Marish leads York College with 11 points. 5 for Jasmine Skelhaus, 4 for Jamie Cook, 3 for Emily Newman and Danelle Bone. 3 for Kara Van Dyke, 3 for Kayla Brookeis, 5 for Jasmine Skelhaus. For Concordia, 9 points for Kristen Conahan, 8 for Kitty Rich, 3 for Beth Kometcher, 2 each for Jerrica Pearson and Ashley Koontz, 2 for Lori Laboda, 1 for Dawn Martin, 1 for Jenna Lehman, for their total of 31 points. Elise Marish leads all players with 6 rebounds. Beg your pardon, Kayla Brookeis leads all players with 7 rebounds. Then you've got Marish with 6, 4 for Kara Van Dyke, 3 for Jamie Cook, 2 for Brianna Sprunk. For Concordia, no one with more than 2 rebounds. Lori Laboda, Katie Rich, Jerrica Pearson, Kelsey Iser also all have 2 rebounds. Kayla Brookeis has 4 assists. Brianna Sprunk has 3. Kristen Conahan has 3 steals. Bailey Morris has 2. 2 steals for Brianna Sprunk this afternoon for the defenders. Foul trouble. York College has 1 player with 3 fouls. She is Brianna Sprunk. Kara Van Dyke has 2 fouls, as does Jamie Cook. For Concordia, Tracy Pites has 3 personal fouls. Bailey Morris, Katie Rich, Beth Kometcher, Kristen Conahan all have 2 personal fouls each. We're at halftime. York College leads Concordia 32-31 in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball play. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. By the Van England Hope and Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Halftime stats, we've got all but one of them. Still looking for Morningside and Briarcliff. York College leads Concordia 32-31. Dakota Wesleyan leads Nebraska Wesleyan 45-26. Doan over Northwestern 27-26. Mount Marty leads Hastings, Hastings leads Mount Marty 36-32. All of those are halftime scores. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at the women's basketball standings heading into play today. Morningside 14-3, Briarcliff and Concordia both 13-4. Northwestern is 12-5, Mount Marty is 10-7. Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings are both 9-8. York College is 9-9. Midland is 5-13. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-17. Doan is 0-17. Midland has the bye date. They are stepping outside the conference zone facing Dakota State in non-conference basketball action this afternoon. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the Walls Athletic Center right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Morningside leads Briarcliff in that game in Sioux City, 47-36. Morningside wins that. They take a big step towards a conference title. That, coupled with a Dort College win this afternoon, would put them 2 games up with 2 games to go in the conference standings. Obviously, a long ways to go yet. Morningside with a 9-point lead, Dort College with a 1-point lead. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Kruenewig is a broker. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. One more break, and we'll be back with second half action from Seward, Nebraska, right after this. Concordia basketball as we resume play. With it up front is Conahan. Lob passed over the top. Rich. Rich was able to seal her defensive player, Brianna Spronk. And Rich with a two-point basket. She's got 10. And the Bulldogs regain the lead at 33-32. So Concordia playing with the lead now early in the second half. 19:29 left to play in this ballgame. That's in regulation. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Elise Marish gets the two-point basket off the assist by Brianna Spronk. Marish was able to hit the runner. Dort College on defense. Conahan throws it up. And they call the foul before the shot. Kayla Brookice whistled for the personal, and for Kayla, that is number one. 19:11 left to play in this ballgame. Kayla Brookice has just picked up the personal foul. They waved the basket off as Conahan flipped it up over her left shoulder as she was running towards the right baseline. Right side pass, three-pointer on the way, is up and good. Three-point basket for Beth Kometcher. And Concordia's opened up a two-point lead at 36-34. Into the front court is Skelhas. Skelhas at the free throw line, right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking for the backdoor cut. Instead, gives it back underneath to Marish. Marish gets a little room to work. Turnaround no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Loboda. Loboda with the basketball. She comes back over out front to Conahan. Conahan to Rich. Rich back to Conahan. Conahan in between the circles out front. Conahan looking for someone to pass to. She goes right side. That's Kometcher. Kometcher's pass down low, tipped, and a foul called on the putback attempt off of the loose ball by Dawn Martin. Martin will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul called on Dort College in number 31, Kara Van Dyke, and Van Dyke has just picked up her third personal. So now Dort College starting to run into some foul trouble, just a minute 35 into the second half. First free throw is up and good for Dawn Martin. Martin with 2 points. She's 2 for 3 from the free throw line right now, and she's got another free throw coming. This one's up, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Morris. Dort College leads 37-34. Coming up the floor with the basketball for Dort College is Skelhas. Skelhas feeds it left side over to Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Spronk, Van Dyke. Van Dyke turn around to the lane, no good, missed it. Rebound fought for, now jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Skelhas. Skelhas looking. Gets it in to Marish. Marish jumper misses everything from 10 feet. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Long pass ahead to Rich. Rich lets traffic clear. Her shot is good. Katie Rich with 4 points in the second half. 12 for the game. Concordia leads by 5, 39-34. Skelhas with the basketball in the backcourt. Skelhas passes left side over to Spronk. Spronk with it on the left wing. Spronk gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Spronk. Spronk double-teamed the lane. Comes back out to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball in traffic. Rips it away from two Concordia Bulldogs. Goes high post to Marish. Marish down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, floater in the lane, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice, and now we've got a foul on the play called on Concordia. Concordia whistled for the personal foul. That's Dawn Martin with 17:22 left to play in the contest. Dort College trails by 5, 39-34. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Jasmine Skelhas. Skelhas to trigger it. Skelhas looking. Gets it into Brookice. Step back three, right corner, partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Concordia and Conahan. Long pass into the front court. Morris. Morris blocked from behind by Skelhas. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it into Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk gives it up to Brookice. Brookice gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke will bring it up the floor. Hands it off to Spronk instead, and Spronk has it swiped away by Tracy Pites out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Concordia disrupting the Dort College flow again up the floor. Throwing the ball in will be Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it in to Marish. Marish back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhas. Skelhas with the basketball in between the circles. Looks for Van Dyke. It's down on the floor. Rich fights for it, and now a kick called on the defenders. And Kara Van Dyke. Tracy Pites will throw it in. Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. Concordia has outscored Dort College 8-2 to open up the second half. And with 16:50 left to go in this contest, Dort College has called a timeout, trailing by five. It'll be Concordia basketball when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member, FDIC. Conahan and Morris on the floor together now. Conahan will play an off-guard. Morris will run the point. Pass goes left side. Slicing into the lane is Tracy Pites. Misses the shot, but gets her own rebound back. Passes over to Morris. Morris drives into the lane. Off-balance shot. Off of the glass. No good. Rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Looked like it might have been touched last by Concordia, but they'll keep the ball with the Concordia Bulldogs. Pites throws it into Loboda. Loboda muscles it up. Good. Lori Loboda with 4 points. Dort College trails 41-34, and Concordia right now trying to stretch this out. Comes over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice passes it out front, intended for Spronk. It's taken away. Layup is good on the steal by Tracy Pites. Pites with the steal and the lay-in. Dort College trails by 9, 43-34. Concordia's outscored Dort College by 10 to start the second half. Kayla Brookice with the basketball on the sideline. Comes out front, Cook. Cook passes left side to Spronk. Spronk right side, Skelhas. Skelhas gives it up, Brookice. Brookice out front, it goes to Spronk. Spronk on the right elbow, back to Van Dyke. Her three-pointer missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Katie Rich. Rich, long pass into the front court. Morris takes it up against Skelhas. Shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Jasmine Skelhas commits the personal, her second, with 15:36 left to go in the second half. Bailey Morris, 1-for-3 from the free throw line today, will shoot a pair. She's got 3 points. New players checking in for both teams. First free throw by Morris is good. She's got 4 points. She has another one on the way. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Bailey Morris, another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. Morris makes them both. She's got 5. And the defenders trail 45-34. Concordia with their biggest lead of the ball game. Pass goes into Jamie Cook. Cook with the basketball, bringing it up the floor. Cook looking. She's in the backcourt, guarded closely by Jerrica Pearson. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma still in the backcourt. They throw it to Bowen. Dort College having trouble getting into the offense. They get it across the timeline with 11 seconds left to go on the shot clock. Actually, the half-court stripe. No timeline in women's college basketball. Cook puts it up in traffic as she created off the dribble with pressure surrounding her. Jerrica Pearson has just picked up her first personal. 15:10 left to play in the contest. Free throws on the way for Jamie Cook. Dort College makes the first free throw from Jamie Cook, stopping the run by the Concordia Bulldogs. That was a 12-0 run ended right there, and now she makes both free throws. 45-36, Dort College down by 9. Concordia with the basketball, Tracy Pites. Pikes will hand it off to Conahan. Conahan will bring it up. Right side pass, Pites. Pites, Conahan, Conahan, Morris. Morris will pull the trigger from the left corner. No good. Rebound fought for and it's taken down by Morris. And now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia maintains possession of the basketball with 14:54 remaining in this contest. Inbounding the basketball will be Tracy Pites. Concordia's outscored Dort College 14-4 to open up the second half. Morris with it on the right side, lobs it high post to Heiser. Heiser comes back over to Conahan. Conahan right side off the dribble, gets the two-point basket to go on the 17-footer, and the foul's called on Donnell Bone. Kristen Conahan with 11 points. That time she did it off the dribble from 17 feet. And Danelle Bone has whistled for her second personal foul of the contest. 14:46 left to play in this game, and she picks up her second personal. In the meantime, Conahan with 12 points as she gets the old-fashioned three-point play to work. Foul in the backcourt called on Concordia with pressure defense. Foul's going to go on Concordia and Tracy Pites. Pites has just picked up her fourth personal. 14:42 left to play in this contest. Dort College trailing by 12, and they've got to stop the bleeding right here. Inbounding is Cook. Cook gets it to Marish. Marish with the basketball. Marish has it poked away from behind, tracks it down in the front court. Comes over to Newman. Newman with it on the left baseline. Newman picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Cook. Cook, left side, Jelsma. Jelsma, 15 to shoot. Comes back over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma fires it back outside Newman. Now 7 to shoot. Pass goes down low, Marish. Marish, the runner, and she is fouled on the play by... That foul's going to go on Jerrica Pearson. And two free throws on the way for Elise Marish. 14:17 left to play in this ballgame. Dort College trails by 12. Make it 11 as Marish gets the free throw to go. She's got 14 points. Spronk checks in. Cook checks out. Skelhaus is back in. Jelsma checks out. Marish with another free throw. This one's up and good. Marish makes both free throws. She's got 15, and the defenders trail by 10, 48-38. 48-38 our score with the basketball, Concordia. Bringing the ball up is Morris. Morris on the right wing. Morris passes it over to Conahan. Conahan with the basketball back over to Morris. Morris down to the baseline, got her a step, and she is fouled on the play. The help defense given by Spronk, and Spronk has just picked up her fourth personal. Brianna Spronk picks up the personal foul with 14:04 remaining in the game. Free throws on the way for Bailey Morris. Morris is 3-for-5 from the free throw line so far this evening, or this afternoon, I should say. First free throw is up and good for Morris. Morris with another free throw on the way. She's got 6 points. She came in averaging 14.3 points per game. Another free throw on the way for Morris. We'll reset the lineups for you in just a moment when we have a chance. Missed free throw, rebound Pearson. Pearson misses on the putback attempt. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Brookice in the backcourt gets it over to Cook. Dort College, a chance to cut the lead back down to 9. They trail 49-38. 49-38, Dort College down 11 into the front court. Skelhaus. Skelhaus feeds Cook. Cook with it, left-handed shot, no good. Short-armed it. And now foul called on the rebound. Ball's going to go on Concordia and Kristen Conahan. Conahan whistled for the personal foul. That's her third, and she'll check out of the ballgame. Inbounding the basketball will be Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it into Skelhaus. Skelhaus down low, intended for Cook. Through the lane pass comes loose. Brookice comes up with it. To 40. So the bucket by Brookice makes it an 8-point ball game. Beg your pardon, a 9-point game, 49-40. Forgot that free throw that Concordia made not that long ago. Now Jerrica Pearson on the putback attempt is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Jerrica Pearson with 2 points. She'll go to the free throw line for a pair. She's a 61% free throw shooter. Pearson's first free throw is up and good. Pearson comes off of the bench for 7.4 points per contest for the Bulldogs. Caravan Dyke checking out of the contest. And the free throw on the way for Pearson. Pearson's free throw, she missed it. Follows her own shot. Brookice comes away with it. Brookice with the basketball. Door College down 10. Brookice left corner, Bone. Bone, three-pointer, missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia with the lead in the basketball. They won't waste any time, though. Morris splits the defense, layup good. Bailey Morris with 8 points, and the defenders trail 52-40. Long pass into the front court intended for Elise Marsh. Concordia right now with the pacing of this game more to their favor with 12:52 remaining in the contest. And Concordia will check a new player into the game. That's Beth Kometcher. Checking out of the contest is Pearson. Checking in, Ashley Koontz. Checking out is Heiser. York College down a dozen with the basketball in the front court. Free throw line extended. They go right side to Skelhaas. Picks up her dribble. Gets it back over to Brookice. Brookice, Marsh. Marsh, lob pass down low, Cook. Cook comes right side, back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas, three, good. Needed that one. Dort College back to within 9 at 52-43. So Dort College trying to stay within striking distance as Concordia has put together a run. And now put back on the other end. Ashley Koontz got free. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot one as she was fouled in the act of shooting on the putback. Koontz averaging 4.6 points per game for a team that's averaging 81.2 points per outing. And the free throw is on the way for Koontz. It's good. It's a three-point play opportunity, and she makes the free throw. She's got 5 points, and Concordia back up by 12, 55-43. Now a steal by Rich, and Rich bumps into Brookice. And the Dort College defenders will walk the other way and shoot a 1-1, I believe. A foul on Rich is her third with 12:18 remaining in regulation. Dort College trails by a dozen. In the backcourt is Marsh. Marsh splitting the defense herself. Passes left side, Bone. Bone, ball fake. Nothing there, Marsh. Marsh looking down low. Instead goes to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball back over to Marsh in the short corner. Double team, comes back over to Cook. Cook swiped that, and coming away with it for the Concordia Bulldogs is Beth Kometcher. Into the front court, Rich. Rich down to the baseline, reverse layup is good. Katie Rich with 14 points, and the Bulldogs have opened up a 14-point lead, 57-43. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. So you are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trails by 14 with 11:45 remaining. They've got two timeouts remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. Located First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Dort College basketball after the timeout. They get it inbounded to Jamie Cook as we approach the midpoint of the second half. And a foul called in the backcourt. That's going to go on Ashley Koontz. So with 11:34 left to play in this contest, Dort College will go to the free throw line with the clock stopped and a chance to cut into a 14-point Concordia lead, 57-43 currently. Free throw coming. Good. So Jamie Cook makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Emily Newman checks into the contest. Checking out of the game will be Danelle Bone. Free throw is up. Off the heel, no good. Jamie Cook now 4-4-9 from the free throw line. She's shooting 75% entering the contest. She makes one of two, and it's a baker's dozen difference, 57-44. Concordia basketball, Morris goes right side. Into the corner, Rich. Rich, deep right side. Guarded there by Cook, double-teamed. They kick it into the corner. Three-pointer, too strong, no good. Falls down on the floor, though, and a Concordia player fell to her backside, ended up on the baseline out of bounds as she had possession of the basketball, and it'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Rich. I beg your pardon, Rich will guard the inbounds pass. Here comes Dort College with the basketball, Brookice. Brookice tries to dump it off and threw it away. Turnover, Dort College. Concordia gets it back, 11:09 remaining. So Concordia has the basketball. Morris, guarded by Newman. Morris picks up her dribble, goes high post, Rich. Rich wheels, nothing there. Back over to Kometcher. Kometcher, three, no good. Another rebound for Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus will bring it into the front court. Skelhaus with it in between the circles. She passes right side, Cook. Cook, three, missed everything, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. A line change for the Bulldogs here as they go five in, five out. On the floor for the defenders right now, Skelhaus, Newman, Brookice, Marsh, and Cook. For the Bulldogs, Pearson, Loboda, Conahan, Pites, and Heiser. High post, Pearson. Pearson goes right side, Loboda. Loboda, short corner, takes one dribble, back over to Pearson, and Pearson is fouled on the play by Marsh. Marsh whistled for her third personal. And another two free throws on the way for Jerrica Pearson. This one could take a while to complete. Pearson shooting two free throws. First one no good. Both teams in the bonus, and we've still got 10:21 left to go in the game. Van Dyke and Spront check in. Marsh and Cook check out. Jerrica Pearson with another free throw on the way. She's 1-for-3 today. 2-for-4. Pearson makes one of two free throw attempts, and the Bulldogs will take a timeout. 58-44, Concordia in front by 14. Back with more after this. Timeout, Concordia. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College goes for the touchdown pass over the top, and it's taken away. Back we go the other way. Concordia with the basketball. Baseline jumper is good for Loboda. Loboda with a two-point basket. She's got six, and the Bulldogs have opened up a 60-44 advantage. Newman passes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the right wing with it. Van Dyke throws it away right into the hands of Kristen Conahan on the trap. Conahan down to the block. Nothing there. Comes back outside to Heiser. Heiser, three. Good. Concordia playing pretty relaxed right now. And that's when the shots really start to drop in. 63-44, Dort College, down 19. Concordia has outscored Dort College 30-12 to open up the second half. Driving in is Newman. Newman misses the layup attempt on the other end. Loboda comes up with it. And here come the Bulldogs. Bulldogs have it. Kelsey Heiser. Heiser with it in between the circles. Heiser looking. Passes into the right corner. Concordia with the basketball. Goes left side. They give it up Conahan. Conahan, three, good. I'm fearful to see what the shooting percentage is for Concordia here in the second half as they're running away with it right now, 66-44. Playing with a lot of energy and a lot of confidence. Pass goes Skelhaus. Skelhaus into the lane, nothing there. Comes back over to Brookice. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Down low Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up Newman. Newman, jumper, three-pointer, good. Newman with six. Dort College trails 66-47. Concordia moments ago with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 22 points. Now the Bulldogs coming back the other way. Pearson wide open. Layup good. Defensive breakdown that time by the defenders. 6 points for Pearson. Dort College trails 68-47. Ball taken away by Concordia on the full court press. Flipping up the shot is no good on the steal by Tracy Pites. Pites had the steal and the layup attempt. Here comes Spronk back the other way. 8 minutes remaining in this contest. Brookhice with the basketball. Brookhice goes over to Newman. Newman with it on the left wing. Newman tries the entry pass. It's taken away. She tried to feed it down low to Van Dyke. Here comes Concordia. Back the other way, Heiser. Heiser reverse layup is up and good. Kelsey Heiser with a two-point basket. Dort College needs a timeout to regroup. Concordia right now in the midst of a 18-4 run, all part of a second half in which they have outscored Dort College 39-15 in the first 8 minutes plus of the second half. And Dort College has one timeout remaining as they try to slow the momentum. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 70-47, the Concordia Bulldogs with a 23-point lead. Jessica Jelsma with the basketball. 7:35 and counting in this ballgame. Concordia putting some distance in between themselves and Dort College here in the second half. Driving in, right side shot, no good by Marish, and that pretty well sums up the second half of play. Dort College, when they have gotten good shots, not very many of them have fallen here in the second half. Dort College led by one at halftime, 32-31. Bailey Morris with it on the right side. Morris gives it up out front to Kometcher. Kometcher gets the return pass. She'll fire a three, missed it, no good, but the long rebound taken away by Concordia and Brittany Burdell. Burdell feeds it back outside. Katie Rich. Well, a technical foul has just been assessed to Elise Marish. Marish called for the technical. The three-pointer is good. It'll be free throws, but no change of possession, so it should be Dort College basketball. After the free throw, Dawn Martin will go to the charity stripe. So the three-pointer was good. I don't think they've put that up on the board yet. Misses the second free throw. I believe it should be 74-47. And it is 74-47, but I'm surprised Concordia has the basketball. Thought it should have been Dort College basketball. Three-pointer is up and good. That's an 8-point possession right there. Beg your pardon, a 7-point possession. Bailey Morris makes the three. It's 77-47. They made a three. They made one of the free throws on the technical foul. And then on the ensuing play, hit another three. Dort College is rattled as they turn it over on the other end. 77-47, our score. Dort College down 30. And the floodgates have opened on this one. Concordia has erupted for 46 points in the last 13 minutes and 20 seconds of play. Concordia with the basketball. Right side pass, Rich. Rich on the baseline. Back over to Morris. Morris shot no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it away to Jelsma. Jelsma to Cook. And Cook tries to feed it down low. And Brittany Bertel kicks it away. 6:23 left to play in regulation. Concordia 77, Dort College 47. Jessica Jelsma with the basketball on the left side. Gives it up to Spronk. Spronk, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touched by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College has one timeout remaining. Both teams are in the bonus. 6:16 left to play in the game. Pass comes into Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke drops it inside for Cook. Cook puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Bertel, I believe. Brittany Bertel whistled for the personal foul with 6:10 left to play in this contest. Jamie Cook to the free throw line. She'll shoot two free throws. First one is good. She's got another one coming. For Cook, this will be the 11th free throw shot today. And she makes one of two. She is now 5 for 11 on free throws. Long rebound taken down by Concordia and Bailey Morris. Morris into the front court. She passes right side. Get the return pass to Dawn Martin. Right side three, off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Bertel. Bertel comes back over to Kometcher. Kometcher to Rich. Rich, three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Cook. Cook gets it away to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma left side, Bone. Bone with it, back over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball, gives it back over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Cook. Cook flips it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound controlled by Bertel. Here comes Concordia. Morris for the basketball, quickly up the floor. Ball is deflected out, picked up by Spronk. Spronk with the ball in the backcourt. She comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma right side, Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. Spronk will put up the jumper. Got it. Brianna Spronk with her first field goal of the contest. York College trails 77-50. Concordia player shaken up. That's Beth Kometcher. Kometcher will walk off of the floor gingerly under her own power. New players checking in for Concordia. And these are players that we hadn't anticipated seeing. Liz Schutz checking into the game along with Jenna Lehman. Lehman played in the first half. Schutz did not. Right side with it is Morris. Morris all the way down to the baseline, tries to feed it down low, and the ball is tipped out of bounds, last touched by York College. It'll be Concordia basketball underneath the basket. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
This is Trooper.
Schutz gets the ball inbounded. They get it over to Brittany Bertel, and Bertel is fouled on the play, and Brittany Bertel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. First free throw by Bertel is no good. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That one's up and down. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. York College with the basketball. They get it out front to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Gives it up left side, Van Dyke. 4:25 and counting. Underneath it goes Cook. York College trailing 79-50. Brookice, the runner, good. Brookice with 7 points. And the York College defenders trail 79-52. Well, Doan using a big run midway through the contest to take control of this one. Steal by Spronk in the backcourt. Spronk will bring it up. Passes over to Van Dyke. Bobbled it. Loose, down low. Kick out pass. Cook. Cook. Three. Good. Jamie Cook with a three-point basket. She's got 10, and the York College defenders trail 79-55. Down to the baseline. Concordia trying to work it in. And blocked on the play was Liz Schutz. Concordia throwing the ball in with this one. They're up by a couple dozen, 79-55. Out front, three-pointer is up and good for Schutz. Schutz with the three-point basket, 82-55, and Concordia has now scored 51 points in this half. 3:27 left to go in the contest. With the basketball, left side, Spronk. Spronk underneath to Van Dyke. Back out front, Spronk. Spronk, jumper from 10, good. Brianna Spronk with 4 points. And the York College defenders trail 82-57. Concordia with the basketball. Out on the perimeter. Bulldogs working it around. This is Schutz. Schutz hit a three moments ago. 3 minutes left to go in the contest. Driving the lane with a left-handed shot. No good. Blocked shot by Micah Hulst on the attempt by Jenna Lehman. North College, Robin Blunt with it in the corner. She goes right side, bounce pass down low to Hulst. Hulst back over to Blunt. Blunt, baseline jumper is good. Blunt with the two-point basket. North College trails 82-59. Driving right side with the basketball is Taylor Wissing. Wissing to Bertel. Bertel, round the horn they go, fired underneath to Lehman. Lehman, kick out pass. Three missed, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Jelsma for the missed shot by Sarah Simmons. Jessica Jelsma passes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke high post. Spronk. Spronk 15-footer is up and good. Brianna Spronk with 6 points, and the North College lead is 82-61. Timeout on the floor, charge to Concordia. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Seward, Nebraska, right after this. Concordia basketball after the timeout. They've got two remaining, and they promptly throw the ball away. Sarah Simmons trying to find a player on the sideline, and she tossed it away. North College with the basketball. Trying to get a little respect out of this one. Driving baseline and a foul on the play. Brianna Spronk shaken up. And Brianna Spronk will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a couple of free throws. 82-61 our score. Bethany Hulst will check into the ball game at the next break. Well, she'll actually shoot, and she'll check in here after this first free throw, unless she's checking in for Spronk. First free throw for Spronk, no good. She's got another one coming. Spronk with 6 points all here in the second half. 1:46 left to play. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Spronk makes one of two free throws. And the defenders trail 82-62. North College turns the ball over. They've turned the ball over too much, I should say, in this second half. Driving in, right-handed shot is good for the Bulldogs, and Taylor Wissing. Wissing with the two-point basket, 84-62, Dort College, down 22. This was a one-point Dort College advantage at halftime. Lexi Raddick with the basketball. She passes right side over to Blunt. Blunt into the corner. Bethany Hulst. Hulst tries to feed it back over to Robin Blunt, and the ball is tipped away out of bounds. Abigail Olson will check into the game for the defenders. Emily Newman will check out. 1:13 remaining in the game. Concordia basketball. Wissing will bring it up. Wissing on the right side, picks up her dribble, passes it back out front, and the three-pointer is up and good for Liz Schutz. Her second three of the day, 87-62. Concordia running away with this one. Blunt with the basketball, 53 seconds remaining. Steal on the other end. Concordia comes up with it. That's Sarah Simmons. Simmons to Wissing. Wissing on the right wing. Wissing looking. They get it down low. Kick out pass. With the ball is Schutz. Schutz now to Bertel. Bertel underneath. Three-pointer by the Concordia Bulldogs. Sarah Simmons. Long rebound, though, Bertel. Bertel gives the basketball back over to Wissing. Wissing misses everything in the shot clock violation. It'll be North College basketball. So North College gets the ball back with 21.2 seconds remaining in this contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 87-62. North College basketball. Raddick passes over to Olson. Olson left corner. Gives it over to Hulst. That's Bethany Hulst. Comes back over to Blunt. Blunt drives. Her runner is good. Robin Blunt with 4 points. North College trails 87-64, and that's her final. Concordia 87, North College 64. Concordia now 22-5, 14-4. North College 15-14, and 9-10. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Some of what you hear in the background is the Concordia Senior Day recognition for their five outgoing senior men's basketball players. Let's take a look at the numbers for today's contest. Look like this. Dort College led 32-31 at halftime. Concordia outscored Dort College in the second half, 56-32. Concordia defeats Dort College, 87-64. North College 22 of 47 from the floor, 46.8%, 6 for 15 on threes, 40%, 14 of 24 on free throws, 58.3%. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 29 of 66 from the floor, 43.9%, 11 of 28 from the three-point line for 39.3%, 18 of 27 on free throws for 66.7%. Dort College has out-rebound Concordia 41-33, but Dort College committed 28 turnovers to Concordia's 11. Elise Marish led Dort College with 15 points. She was 6 of 12 from the floor. Jamie Cook had 11 points, 8 points for Jasmine Skelhaas, 7 each for Kayla Brookice and Brianna Spronk, 6 for Emily Newman, 3 for Kara Van Dyke, 3 for Danelle Bowen, 4 for Robin Blount, and 11 for Jamie Cook. Cook, 6 of 11 on free throws, 2 for 6 from the floor. For the Concordia Bulldogs, Katie Rich with 17. Kristen Conahan ended up with 15 points. Bailey Morris had 11. Jerrica Pearson, Liz Schutz had 6, as did Beth Kometcher and Lori Lavoda. 3 points for Dawn Martin. 2 for Taylor Wissing, 5 for Kelsey Heiser, 2 for Tracy Pites, 5 for Ashley Koontz, and 2 for Brittany Bertel for their total of 87 points. Rebounding, Kayla Brookice had double figures with 11. 7 rebounds for Elise Marish, 6 for Caravan Dyke, 4 for Brianna Spronk. For the Concordia Bulldogs, they were led in rebounding by Lori Lobota with 4, and Katie Rich had 5. Jerrica Pearson also had 5. Brittany Bertel had 4. Kayla Brookice, 4 assists. Kara Van Dyke and Brianna Spronk, 4 assists as well. 3 assists for Jamie Cook. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 3 assists for Kristen Conahan, 2 assists for Lori Lobota, 4 for Bailey Morris, 4 for Tracy Pites. Brianna Spronk had 4 steals for the defenders. Concordia Bulldogs were topped by Kristen Conahan with 4 steals. Lori Lobota, Beth Kamat, Bailey Morris, and Tracy Pites all had 2 steals apiece for the Concordia Bulldogs. 87-64, Concordia victorious over the Dort College defenders. No sign yet of Coach Craig Steensma. Let's take another break and be back with more from Seward, Nebraska, right after this. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Potter Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. With the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We do have scores from across the conference in. Let's recap those. Morningside defeated Briarcliff 85-73. Concordia over Dort 87-64. Dakota Wesleyan 81-53 winner over Nebraska Wesleyan. Northwestern Downs Doan 70-65. And it was Hastings over Mount Marty by a final score of 78-65. Women's conference standings then look like this. Morningside is 15-3. Concordia is 14-4. Briarcliff and Northwestern are 13-5. The top four seeds have been determined. What is remaining is the order those seeds will be in. Mount Marty and Dakota Wesleyan, along with Hastings, are all 10-8. Dort College falls to 9-10 with one game remaining against Doan next weekend. Midland had the bye date today in terms of conference play. They're playing Midland this afternoon. They are 5-13 in conference play. Nebraska Wesleyan and Doan are 1-18 and 0-18, respectively. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break. Back with more right after this. Coach Craig Steensma has made his way out of the locker room and is set to visit with us this here post game. The Dort College defenders on the short end of an 87-64 decision. Coach, tale of two halves. Your first half, you played pretty well. You're up by one at halftime. Second half, Concordia got after you pretty well, and your team didn't respond as well as you would like.
No, we had way too many turnovers, and we didn't handle their press very well at all. And I didn't think we, you know, played necessarily that well in the first half. Just they were missing some shots, and they really attacked the basket harder and pressured us more in the second half.
In that second half, they put together a run right away about the first 5 or 6 minutes and took you out of really pressured hard, took you out of your offensive sink. You tried to call a couple timeouts. What do you talk about in those timeouts?
Yeah, just trying to meet passes and move to the ball and be able to get into our offense. And, you know, they doubled really, really hard, and I didn't think we did a good enough job of moving without the ball, which is something we worked on and talked about. But, you know, we need to do a different and better job of handling pressure in the future.
In the second half, when things got away from you, what are you trying to accomplish when you're down 20 and game's out of reach? What do you want to do?
Well, we just tried to get stops. You know, we tried a few different things, but really it's irrelevant when you're getting beat like that and they're getting good, really good shots every single time. And, you know, a couple telltale things were, one, they got some fast break transition layups. And then also they got steals where they were right under the basket and they were able to just, like, lay it in. And when you have that, It makes you disheartened and dejected, and we can't have that. We got to keep fighting, and I thought we didn't do a good job of that at a couple different points there in the second half.
Now a week off until you play Doan. How do you handle this upcoming week with the bye date on Wednesday? No action.
Well, we're going to take a day off on Wednesday, and that'll be kind of good, and get back to practicing Monday and just prepare for Doan. But we also, you know, with the whole week in there, Mike, we're able to do some things that maybe will help us in the tournament down the road in the tournament the following week. So we can hone in on some things with execution and things like that.
Coach, I'm going to let you go, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We're going to take a break now, send it back to the KDCR studios for a look at local and regional news, and we'll be back with the pregame show for the men's contest right after this.